So, many core computing is this sort of phenomenon that's happened over the last couple of years, where the computer in your, you know, on your desk isn't a single core processor anymore. It has, you know, maybe 2-4 cores. The latest Intel boxes have essentially 8 hardware threads. Over time, we're going to see that increase quite significantly. You know, people are talking about 24, 64-way core boxes, right? When you start to do that, you have to really start to think about developing and taking advantage of that by using concurrency. And that's not an easy thing for developers to do. It's something that typically developers have shied away from, but if you don't do that, ultimately your apps just aren't going to be able to take advantage of all that processor power. You may see some speed up as your, you know, the operating system farms other things off the core that your app is running on onto other cores, but after that, and after you've maxed out all the cache that's on your processor, because cache still keeps increasing, essentially you just won't get the sort of performance that people are going to expect, especially with sort of some of the ideas around sort of immersive and ubiquitous computing that people are talking about coming in. Some of the things that you can, you know, people are expecting to be able to do, you know, real-time video compression. Well, there are all these sort of interesting things you can do. Mm-hmm. And people are going to expect more of those. And if you don't take advantage of the all those cores that you already have and will have more of in the future, that's just not going to happen.
So do developers themselves need to know this, or is this something that the tools would automatically give them?
Today you can't, you know, just flick a switch and suddenly everything becomes multi-core. There's quite a lot of work going on within developer division to produce libraries and tooling that will make that much easier. So there's the Task Parallel Library, for instance, which lets C# developers write code, multi-core code, much, you know, in a much easier way. Mm-hmm. There's going to be some new tools in Dev 10 around the debugger and visualizer that will let you visualize and understand what's going on all these different threads that you're now distributing across all your cores. But essentially, the fundamental problem that hasn't really gone away is handling shared state. So spinning up a whole bunch of threads is easy, right? Running completely separate pieces of code on those threads is pretty easy too. The problem comes when you either want to share information between the threads, or when those things have finished, you want to amalgamate all that data. And that isn't something that the current generation of tools or languages or APIs really do that well. If you look, for instance, at some of the stuff that's being talked about around F#, or some of the research projects that the Parallel Computing Group have around a project called Axum, and another project they have around transactional memory, those are some of the things that people are looking at for the next generation of sort of programmer development tools. But at the moment, you still kind of have to understand quite a bit of what's going on.
Okay.
Some of the trivial stuff has been made a lot easier. And I'm going to be talking a little about that at the summit. I've got an app that does wild and wacky things that I'll probably be showing that I've been basically playing around with in my spare time.
Cool.
So there you go.